All right, let's begin our worship with our opening words, or actually our opening blessing, and then we'll have these words from Psalm 145. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We share these words responsively from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. There is no end to his greatness.
One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your power.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great kindness.
The Lord is loving to everyone and his compassion is over all his works.
At this point, we take a few moments to be honest about ourselves and the words that are projected and also in our bulletins. And this is what the Bible asks us to do. It asks us to be honest about ourselves and our standing before God. And of course, that standing is that we are all sinners. So let's share these words together this morning. Lord, we need your mercy. In this hour, help us to see our sin and pain and pray for a fresh start. Help us to see the shortcomings in our lives and look to you for the answers to our problems. Give us a new vision of what life can be like. Teach us to hope, to love, to give, and to have faith. Lord, we need your mercy. Our God has heard the cries and felt your pain and has had mercy on us. God has seen our need and provided for our salvation. He's seen our condition and provided the solution, seen our heart and given us a Savior. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our sin is no longer the weight that holds us down. We are free to live in victory, free from the sin of our self-deceit, and free from Satan's power. Praise God for goodness. Amen. Please rise for our opening song.